seem to do something right, and he's always sort of tripping over his own feet.
Clumsy.
What about somebody who's tall and somebody who's and
we never can see.
He never seems to do anything right, and he's always sort of tripping over his own feet.
Clumsy.
Okay.
Always tripping over his own feet.
What about somebody who's tall and skinny, and he never seems to do anything right.
Could you call him clumsy?
Yeah.
Sort of.
Are you finished with the term gay?
Over his own feet.
How about bulky?
Yes, I call it the
bulky. Would you call him clumsy?
Now, what does that mean?
Well, I think it would be fat.
Are you familiar with the term gangling? Okay. How about bulky?
Yes, I've heard people being bulky.
Now, what does that mean?
Well, what about, what's
the
word
that
people
use for
a man who's always doing something stupid? He always, enters into a business deal that's really not very smart. And
what about, what's the word that people
not
use thinking, for
you know, it's never
a man
right.
Who's always doing something stupid? He always, he enters into a business deal that's really not very smart. And
what do you call somebody who's
not thinking, who's never seen to do anything right? Okay.
And can you think of any other words for a person like that?
Well, he's close.
What do you call somebody who never wants to let go of his money?
Stingy.
Oh, going back to that word, common.
Can you think of any other words for a person like
if
that?
You said that
stingy?
If you say that somebody is
close,
would it be a compliment or an insult?
No, I don't think it would be an insult.
Oh, going back to that word, common.
And I don't think this would be.
If you said that, if they would just be a bad compliment,
just
would
average.
It be a compliment? Or an insult?
No, I don't think it would be an insult.
It's a word that you use for old people who are very lively and get around very well.
Okay, we just mean this.
Just average people.
What is a word that you use for old people who are very lively and get around very well?
When you go to put a child to bed, the child won't want you to turn off the light because he'll be
afraid. It's a dog.
And is there any other way you can say that, being afraid when you go to put a child to bed?
Well, nervous, sir. Maybe a nervous child.
Because he'll be
afraid. It's a dog.
And is there any other way you could say that, being afraid?
Well, nervous, sir. Maybe a
child
nervous child.
If a child watches and rocks something on the floor and it breaks, you might say the child's asleep trying to.
If a child is washing dishes and drops something on the floor and breaks, you might say to the child, please,
very
not to be so
clumsy.
What are some words that you could use about a situation that was very unusual?
If somebody was not in the habit of going to town, and then all of a sudden the person decided to go to town every day, you say, well, that's unusual.
Unusual.
If somebody was not in the habit of going to town, and then all of a sudden this person decided to go to town every day, you can say, well, that's unusual.
How about if somebody will not listen to reason? Very easily offended.
You just can't tell him anything. He just knows all the answers.